Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 feet high and rising. Johnny Cash as we roll on through a Monday morning. I'm Eric. He's Barbecue Bob.
By the way, a tropical storm headed on in and hit the East Coast. We're about to, maybe Jimmy has that, South Carolina, wherever it is. No, it's north of that.
North Carolina,
yeah. And, you know, they got floods there, too. But they knew that one was coming, at least. Hey, time now for the Jimmy Carter Report. Jimmy, I told folks earlier, by the way, brought to you by Swartner Farm and Ranch, Crestview RV, and Precision Camera and Video. I told them it's like Jimmy lived in Central Texas. You were absorbing all this news through the weekend.
Well, you know, it's just it kind of leaves you speechless in a way. I mean, I saw Dan Patrick struggling a little bit in one of his news conferences early. I mean, if you're a father, as we are, of girls particularly, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
And you just wonder. I mean, I've left my kids off at camp before, and I didn't think about to ask if the camp had an emergency plan or anything like that. You know, we don't take a lot of things for granted with our children, but some things we do. And so, you know, we're going to have to all take a look at that again. I was looking at some footage that's popped up, and I knew about it just from the news business. The most recent big thing like that in that area was in 1987. And there was plenty of footage out there. It's starting to pop up on the news now that we're past the holiday, bringing back up the helicopter rescues and the bus that went in the water and all that stuff that happened in 1987. But that's a long time ago now. And, you know, most people, you know, the new one thing this society has done, and I wrote this up in one of the things this weekend, is that as soon as somebody gets gray hair, they retire them. And so badly do we need gray hair people in the news business, in the public safety business, in a whole bunch of different businesses. There needs to be a look at that, because gray hair usually means experience. And, you know, if you're new, you don't know what you don't know. But somebody who's lived through stuff like this before, you're a little more sensitive to it. I know my kids get mad at me when I go somewhere and I say, well, you better watch out for this and this and this. You know, you better watch out. There's snakes that come out of that area over there. Tell them I'm a party pooper. But I've been in news long enough to see a lot of terrible stuff. And, you know, it's with fireworks. I mean, listen, this happened in Nashville. And it could happen anywhere, but I don't seem to see it happening anywhere.
Oh, the floods in Nashville? I remember the, yeah.
I'm talking about something totally different, but I'm just saying that you've gone to see some fireworks. So 365,000 people go see fireworks, and it looks like, if you're looking at it from the Goodyear blimp, that somebody stepped on an ant bed, how all these people are tingling out. Well, right after the symphony stopped and the fireworks stopped, people are going home. Three people got shot from falling bullets.
Where was this?
People shooting celebratory gunfire in the air.
Nashville.
In Nashville.
A 60-year-old man was shot in the foot. A 58-year-old woman was shot in the chest, and she'd been sitting waiting for a shuttle bus at the corner of 7th Avenue and Broadway. A 26-year-old woman was grazed by a bullet across the bridge of her nose as she waited for a ride on the corner of 1st Avenue and DeMumbry, and all were treated at Vanderbilt non-critical. Last year, four people were shot after the downtown fireworks and fireworks celebration.
Talk about something you can't see coming. There's no chance. No chance on that.
So how do you protect yourself from falling bullets? You know, so that's just, there's so many things. You know, you don't want to leave your house at some point. If you've been in the, I've been in the news business 50 years, I guess. And, yeah, over 50 years in some kind of part of the news business. You don't want to leave your house sometimes because there's so many things you have covered and seen. This one was biblical. I mean, it was something like most people have never seen, a wall of water like a tsunami almost, and you know, and just people are going to go through this, but I hope at the end of the day that something is done to make sure that any place, and this could be a school, a camp, an RV park, anything where there's a concentration of people, that they all need to have, number one, approved by the county, an emergency plan of some sort, and a way for them to get communication. If you don't have cell phones, and a lot of people don't have cell phone coverage that live out in the country, I know my AT&T barfs up just about every time I get off the interstate out somewhere. But you've got to make a system where you either go buy a police radio from the county and you put it in a thing and you put it in the office or something like that, or you've got to have some way to communicate with public safety people in case somebody gets a snake bite or the place catches on fire. I don't know what they do, you know, if any of those things happen. If you don't have cell phone coverage, and what are you going to do, throw them in the car? I mean, I don't know. So the emergency plan for all these places needs to be a rule, a law, and that's for sure. Maybe they had it, maybe they didn't, but it's just, you know, you can't plan on everything. But like people getting shot by a bullet, you know, you're just, God's with you or he isn't right then. So I just hope something prevents something like this from happening again. That's all, you know, that's the one thing that can come out of this that'll help somebody maybe 5, 10, 15 years down the road when this happens again. The president today is quiet this morning. It doesn't show us on his calendar he's doing anything, but I'm sure he is. And then he's doing some executive orders, and then this afternoon he's going to meet the president of Israel. I mean, whatever is he a president? Like, what is Netanyahu? Is he? I think he's the president.
Maybe maybe prime minister.
Prime minister or whatever.
Maybe so. I've
forgotten.
Know. Good point.
My brain has gone into mush after this weekend, but he's coming to the White House, and they're having a dinner in the Blue Room tonight at the White House for him. So a lot going on in that stuff, but I mean, as I followed the news this weekend, and there was getting to be a lot of significant news about Ukraine and Russia. Russia put on a big attack on them over the weekend of what we're doing or not doing for them, and then what we are doing or not doing, and what's going on with the whole Gaza thing. But when you've got a story that's so compelling, like the flood story, it's really hard to go off in another area and find any interest, because as much as you're overwhelmed by the story, you find yourself coming back to it to see if there's anything any different or if something good has happened. Or in the case of this story, to find that, you know, I don't think a lot of people outside of Austin realize that the Austin area was very much involved.
Yeah, I told
in a
folks
story,
that
not you, quite like the you, Guadalupe you, River, but it was similar.
You were offended at the lack of news coverage, in essence, for Travis and Williamson counties, and certainly in Burnett. And now the totals they're giving for the most part include both, you know, the Hill Country and Kerr County. But you know, the truth is, we hit the air with this morning. You know, realize that in Williamson, Travis, and Burnett County, 11 are dead and like 25 are still missing in those three counties. There's only 11 still missing in Kerr County, where it looks like 68 plus are dead, and but 20 are children. And so now the totals pretty much are here and are the two added together. These counties here and there.
And do we know what exactly happened in the, I never have seen, I mean, I saw the damage at Sandy Creek, I believe. Yep. And it just looked like a wall of water washed away some low-rise stuff.
It got real threatening in Georgetown, and somebody did die at Georgetown. But, you know, everything just sort of crested right at or above, and looks like, you know, that abated in the nick of time in most places. But, again, that's 11 people here. That's
I know. And any other time, that would be like you know, the biggest story, you know, that's ever been. I said up in North Carolina, that was Tropical Storm Chantal.
Chantal, huh?
And there are parts of I-40 and I-85 that are closed right now due to flooding near Raleigh. And flood waters are rising across the Piedmont. It says thousands without power in Orange and Durham counties. That's in the northern part of North Carolina. North Carolina Relief Organization responds to deadly Texas flooding. So they've got their own flooding, but they responded to you guys, and I'm sure there'll be a lot more people doing that as time goes on once people kind of figure out what exactly the need is. But yes, there's some pretty serious stuff going on in North Carolina, a little bit in South Carolina, but mostly in North Carolina from the remnants of that tropical storm. Precision Camera.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:50, here we go now with page two. Here's Jimmy Carter.
Happy birthday, Ringo Starr. He is 85 years old today. He is still touring. Just played Tuscaloosa and a couple places in the South recently. He's still got, you know, he's a drummer. He's in shape. He's something. I mean, he's still out there. You know, he wants everybody at noon today to do what they've done in past birthdays. Look up, show the peace sign, and say peace and love, peace and love. So that's how Ringo, I went to his birthday party in 2014 or 12, don't remember, at the Hard Rock Cafe in Nashville. And we did all that happy birthday to Ringo and then peace and love. Peace and love.
Would you like to hear a 32-second Ringo montage on his birthday?
Oh, why not?
Singing a song called Boys Ringo! In an octopus's garden in the shade.
Yes, I get by with a little help from my friend. With a little help from my friend.
So he didn't do lead vocals apparently but about four times with the Beatles, but later this morning, maybe, if we can work it in, I've got another montage here somewhere that we put together for some, maybe it was the last time he had a birthday. of all the songs, you remember You're 16, You're Beautiful in Your Mind.
Oh, yeah.
That he had big hits with by himself.
One of the greatest songs he wrote with George Harrison called Photograph. That's a great,
song. You know, he went, spent a lot of time in Nashville and recorded in Nashville.
Yeah, just did an album last year.
Oh, maybe that was it. Yeah, the reason we...
Called Look Up.
Oh, okay.
Was he played the Ryman, got to go to the Opry this time and all that. So he
had the Ringo.
he was the first one, actually, first Beatle out of the box. He went down to Nashville and did an album called Beaucoup's of Blues. Didn't have a hit on it. It was way too country and esoteric, either ahead or behind his time. I'm not sure which one. But later on, he certainly found a way to have commercial success, as they all did. In fact, I think he was the first Beatle to have a number one after the Beatles broke up. That was kind of a weird thing. Movies. Well, Jurassic Park, box office-wise, did good. Fan-wise, not so much. Gave it a B. Some would say B-. They weren't that crazy about the dinosaur movie. The story, they didn't mind the effects and the dinosaurs. That was good. But they didn't care for the story too much, and too many characters and all kinds of complaints about Jurassic Park. So we'll see if word of mouth hurts the film or not. This weekend, Friday to be exact, the new Superman movie comes out, and it's going to, and by the way, the Jurassic Park movie, they didn't release it well because F1 had the IMAX screens this weekend. Next weekend, Superman's getting the IMAX screens. So a movie you would think would play big in IMAX, Jurassic Park, that's not available to them. So they should have put it out at another time. They probably would have even done better, but we'll see how they do.
Jimmy, I saw Jurassic Park and F1 over the weekend. Jurassic Park, I would agree. I'd go B-, definitely. Storyline was weak.
How about that F1?
F1, I would go A+.
Brad Pitt. Yeah.
A+. If you're not a F1 fan, maybe you've never even watched one race, that movie's still good, in my opinion.
I think so, too. I didn't know that much about F1.
Yeah.
And I still don't. But it's a big part of it, but I just was enjoying whatever. It was just the ride. I enjoyed the ride.
It kept me the entire time, the plot, the soundtrack. Mm-hmm. It reminded me of a Top Gun movie. And when you realize that Jerry Bruckheimer is the one that did it from Top Gun, you go, oh, that makes all the sense. But it was great.
Yeah, same director and all that stuff. I worked a lot this weekend and watched a lot of YouTube. I found one movie. I've never watched a movie on YouTube. I know it's been offered to me, but I never did. I did this weekend. It did have a few commercials, but they weren't that bad. It was like came up maybe two times, so I just hit the skip and went on. It was a real cheesy movie, but I'm embarrassed to watch it, but I did. Air Force One is Down, or Air Force One Down. And it's a low-rent version of the Harrison Ford movie, but it's different, and it's really it's not very believable, really, but, you know.
Oh, this is a new one. It's not the old Air Force One.
No, this is a new one.
Oh,
and I got through it. I was interested. It was a lot of shoot 'em ups, and it's about a woman who's a Marine. She's gone through a Marine Corps thing. Then she's Secret Service, and she's kind of the hero in this one. So that was, I enjoyed that part of it, too. And then there's a thing on YouTube, and probably, Derek, if you've seen these, have you seen these things called reaction videos?
Yeah, I'm skeptical on everything. And sometimes I wonder if they'll do a reaction video, like they'll hear Chris Stapleton sing for the very first time and lose their mind. And sometimes I wonder.
Yeah, I think that's a bunch of crap. But
right.
I think there are a couple of them that are real. If you can find one, there's one guy, and he's just got a lot of hair on the top of his head. He says he's a Gen Z music producer, and he was watching the top five songs, well, listening for the first time, to the top five Billboard songs of 1967 and 68. And he's not that good an actor.
Right.
Number three song during one of those years was Ode to Billy Joe. And to sit there and watch somebody listen to that song for the first time was entertaining because he didn't know where the story was going. They went, whoa, it was a first time reaction for sure. So that was pretty cool. And then on another year, I think the number one was the number one, number two song for the year one was Honey by Bob Goldsboro. And to hear somebody, watch somebody listen to that song for the first time with that story, he said, that's tragic. Remember one time he said, Well, that's sad. You know, I mean, it was very interesting to see. So
I do like this, though.
It's a time killer. Time killer. Reaction videos. And people getting a lot of hits, and they're probably making money off of it. That's just the way it is. Heads of State is another movie. It's the number one thing on Prime Video right now. And I was watching something else on Prime Video, and I had to stop it and went ahead and went online and paid the $2.99 for the rest for every month so I could not have to have commercials that were interrupting me. I mean, and YouTube has just gotten really bad about that. And they put the commercials, it's some computer that does it because it's in the middle of a sentence or it's the worst places in the world. And if you get a chance to see a couple of music videos, I'll put these on assignment for you. One of them is called Broken Branches. It's with John Anderson, Riley Green. It's a Dierks Bentley video. And it's a pretty funny video. After you see the video, you can listen to the song. I didn't think much of the song before I saw the video. And then the other one is Zach Topp, who is one of the hottest guys in country right this minute, Good Times and Tan Lines. And if you watch the video, someone had watched the Chattahoochee video by Alan Jackson and pretty much lifted it for this. But again, if nobody was around for that or no one had seen the Chattahoochee video, I guess they wouldn't know.
Well, they're comparing him to Alan Jackson from being Alan Jackson's kid. There was all that, you know.
Yeah.
Made up rumor. And that song sounds like that song sounds like Chattahoochee.
It does. And the video is a Chattahoochee video with people water skiing behind it and all of that kind of crazy stuff. As the stories from Paul Simon, by the way, since he is one of yours from there, he just had to have some back surgery and missed a couple of shows. But he's supposed to be back out there now. He had to undergo minor back surgery. He said, thanks to the team of doctors, the surgery went well, and he's able to go back on the road, he says, from his website. And this is going to be different. President Trump is going to host a mixed martial arts competition on the White House grounds as part of the year-long United States 250th birthday.
He said he knew that. He was going to host a MMA fight or wrestling event?
Yeah, he's at all the MMA fights. They all come over and salute.
At the White House.
Yeah, why not?
Well, I used to watch and laugh in WWE, but I've never been able to get into UFC. Just not at all.
So, Jimmy, tell us about this real quick. Back to your movies. This Jurassic Park Rebirth thing does pretty dang good. What did it do, 100 and something?
Oh, it did big. I mean, the franchise, you know, every movie that they've had, even the ones that aren't that good, you know, are almost $1 billion every time they make one because people just want to go. It doesn't have to be good.
Yeah, so this one. But now, the subsequent weeks, you know, they need word of mouth, right? But I think you were saying, $147 million it did. All right, so distant number two is the F1 movie that Eric says is just off the chart.
A+.
I'd like to see it. I'm not even into F1. It only did $26 million in about 3,800 theaters. So that film has done $109 million in America, and it costs, before production, marketing and all that, $250 million to make. Now, the worldwide take on the thing is about $290 million, apparently. So will that movie make money?
It needs to work a little harder.
Yeah.
It needs to work a little harder, but it needs to get on at the end of the day, maybe twice what it is, but I think it'll run all summer. You know, in Jurassic Park, I think it had a pretty nice, you know, the effects budget was pretty big.
I bet it ends up making a lot of money.
Hollywood's pretty happy. I mean, all the movies that are out there, seemed like there was one that laid an egg recently, but yeah, the Elio movie from Pixar, that I don't know what that's going to end up doing, but most everything, How to Train Your Dragon and all that stuff is has got a market, and some people are just, they wait until it calms down a little bit at the theater, because it has been busy. It's going to be busy with Superman.
I want to see Superman.
And some people have bought their tickets already for that. So yeah, I'm hoping that movie is good.
How to Train Your Dragon is third place, but yeah, it's on the high end, you know what, $9.7 million over the weekend.
Yeah, they'll take $9 million a week, though, if it'll run the rest of the summer.
Well, it's in 3,800 theaters.
Well, see, movie theaters start out, if they still do this, 90-10. They have, for every dollar you get at the box office, they got to give 90% back to Hollywood. But if the movie's running like 8 or 10 weeks, that goes into 80-20, 70-30. And so the local theater starts making more money the longer the movie runs.
Yeah.
So they want to keep... After this one, there's Naked Gun.
The previews actually look pretty... I laughed out loud.
It looks raunchy, though. It looks a little raunchy.
Yeah. I laughed, though, which I didn't think...
I did, too, but I think it's going to be a little bawdy. I think the word was bawdy.
Okay.
From years ago. So, yeah, that's coming, and that's really about it until you get to October, Bruce Springsteen movie and some of that. So they'll keep these big three out there all through the month of August, and they'll just keep churning right along.
I accomplished
my goal, which was not to talk about flooding the whole time.
Good job, Jimmy. That's good information.
That movie hurts my heart. That story, and I'm on the way to Texas today, so I'm wondering what I'm going to see on I-10 as I head to Houston this afternoon.
Yeah, you'll be here next week, right? Here in Austin?
Well, I'll be there Friday, but
this Friday.
I'll be in Houston maybe tonight.
Oh, it's this Friday. Ooh, man. Yeah. I'm living one day at a time, brother. So, good.
I know you are.
Good. That's going to be great. Right.
Jimmy, have a great day.
God bless Texas.
Amen.
God bless you, buddy. Jimmy Carter brought to you by Swertner Farm and Ranch. Speaking of Texas, Crestview RV and Precision Camera and Video.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.